Speaker today is very familiar to all of us, Elder Ted Wilson, President of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Yes, what a privilege it is to know that Jesus truly is our friend, that Jesus is someone that we love intensely. My Jesus, I love thee. What a privilege to be part of God's last day remnant church. What an opportunity to proclaim the message in a powerful way. You, as ASI members, in this spring meeting, this virtual spring meeting, I know God is going to bless you immensely. What an opportunity to also help people in this very unusual time, this pandemic. The coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic has been an unusual situation. It has been an unprecedented situation in that the entire world, more or less, has been shut down for a period of time. What an opportunity now when people are awakened to God's great news that He is coming soon. When they are awakened to something beyond just the normal, that you and I have the privilege of being able to share with them an amazing opportunity of knowing Christ and knowing His soon coming. You see, ASI is a marvelous organization. An organization that brings together people of dynamic qualities, people who love Jesus intensely. You see, your theme, the three angels' messages in times like these, is so appropriate because the three angels' messages proclaim the righteousness of Christ, proclaim a last day warning, and the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And so it's a real privilege to be able to address you at this spring meeting of the ASI organization. Thank you to each of you for what you are doing in a powerful way all across the North American division and around the world. And thank you to those of you who are involved in such dynamic ways, helping to understand that God is using you in these critical last day times. Yes, it is an opportunity to know what God had intended for us to be at this point. Some of you have heard the presentation now. What could have been, what God intended through His precious servant Ellen White, explaining to us that God wants the best for us and that He really wanted to come long before now. But what an opportunity for you and for me to be part of the last day movement that is just before Christ's return, living in the tips of the toes of the statue of Daniel chapter 2, helping us to understand that truly God has placed us here for a particular purpose. And He is calling upon you in ASI to fill in every gap possible so that you can be able to reach people in times like these. Messages of hope and encouragement, messages from God's Word, messages from your experience. Yes, truly, Jesus in the marketplace, for that is what ASI is. And I believe personally that as the pandemic subsides, and it is starting to do that, we're going to have a period of perhaps 6 to 9 months where we're going to be able to proclaim with power to so many people who are asking so many questions. What a real opportunity for Jesus in the marketplace. Yes, the three angels' messages in these precious times like this. You see, God is offering you the opportunity to truly understand that it is well with my soul when I am connected with Christ. And all the way my Savior leads me. What an opportunity for us to join not only in singing that, but in proclaiming it in our words and our actions. You know, it's a marvelous situation that God has put us in at this particular time, a time when people are going to be willing to listen beyond the normal situation. Now, what is the new normal? We're going to find out. But I want to tell you something. It's going to be an unusual time when the Holy Spirit is going to lead people in a dramatic way, helping them to fully understand better the precious prophetic word of God and how to live in order to attract people to Jesus. You see, this marvelous experience that we're going through right now is opening hearts all around the world. The Holy Spirit is moving in a dramatic way, even though I do not believe that God is the originator of all of the difficulty and the challenges that the pandemic has produced. But God uses these opportunities to open hearts, to bring people into a recognition that they need something larger than themselves. You see, I believe, as you do, Jesus is coming soon. And as our general conference theme, which is now being postponed until 2021 because of the pandemic, the theme is, Jesus is coming, get involved. That's where the three angels' messages come in. Those powerful messages which we have been commissioned to share with the world. You see, in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, we find those exciting and powerful messages which help us to better understand what our true mission is. That beautiful first message in verse 6 and going on through verse 7, helping us to understand that yes, we are to fear God and give glory to Him, but the everlasting gospel is that which we are to proclaim. Fearing God simply means showing great respect to Him and showing our admiration and love for Him. Why? Because the hour of His judgment has come. We are living in the very end of time. Is the pandemic the final crisis? No. Is it one of the last seven plagues? No. But it is just a precursor to what is going to happen, because things are going to happen, as we are told in the spirit of prophecy, rapidly. The final movements will be rapid ones. That's why it is so important for the three angels' messages in times like these, because we are living in the very end of time. And so that marvelous judgment has come. And the Lord is saying, give glory to God, because He made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water. You see, one of the greatest challenges today, especially in the academic world and in the secular world, is that there is no creator. The earth has evolved, and we are evolving to something better. I want to ask the question, has COVID-19 helped us to evolve into something better from a humanistic standpoint? No, it's only shown that we are very feeble and in great need of a creator and a recreator, a redeemer, someone who will come to take us home. And then it goes on in that second angel telling us that Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, representing confusion, representing that papal authority that has taken over the world during a period of time and has brought people to their knees because they had no access to the Word of God. Babylon has fallen. And now, Babylon is being resurrected. People are looking more and more to religious leaders and to political leaders. In fact, who would have guessed that during this pandemic, we would have been sequestered in our homes and told we would have to stay there or to stay out of public circulation
Who would have even imagined that just a few weeks ago? Interestingly, that can begin to connect to all kinds of challenges for the future. And I am not predicting anything, but I want to tell you, these kinds of things can help to lay the foundation for other proclamations that we know in Scripture will be very pointed and will curtail the religious freedom of those who want to worship according to their conscience. What a realization that when we understand this particular understanding of Babylon is fallen, that we begin to fully understand how religious leaders from other faiths who are not following the Bible completely will put into action those things which will promote something completely opposite to the first angel's message, proclaiming that Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit, God, created this earth. And what is that? The beautiful Sabbath day, the seventh day, the seventh day on which we worship the Creator. And that very aspect will be used against God's people and against God Himself to establish another universal false day of worship. And so the third angel comes in and proclaims in a powerful way, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand. You see, we're not to be receiving the mark of the beast, which is an understanding of a false application of what God intended for his people to have as the seal of God. For the seventh day Sabbath is a sign of God's authority. And when people try to counter that and set in operation something much different, that three angels' messages' power is shown in a dramatic way, because the third angel helps us to understand truly that there is a false understanding of who is in authority. It is not a human authority. It is not some church authority outside of God's precious people, whom God has placed his hand upon because they are sealed. They are the people who love Jesus and who keep his commandments. Those who have the testimony of Christ. You see, that is God's precious seal upon his people. And when we understand then that in the third angel's message, it says, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. You see, God is asking for us to receive the seal of God and not the mark of the beast. Well, we're not going to be explaining in great detail further on this particular subject, because you will probably be studying it yourself and you will be hearing messages in very specific ways upon this. But I want to tell you, the three angels' messages, worshiping God because he created, realizing that Babylon is fallen, that confusion has reigned, and that we are not to be part of that confusing situation, all of this points to one thing, and that is the righteousness of Jesus Christ and his power to save, not the power of institutions that are humanly devised. For righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, is the core of the three angels' messages. And what a message it is in times like these. You know, in the spirit of prophecy, we read a marvelous explanation about the three angels' messages. And it says in Testimonies, Volume 9, page 19, I encourage you to look at the testimonies. They're marvelous. Just recently, I've been looking at Volume 7, which has such an array of incredible material for each of us, including things about the publishing house and about city work and about all kinds of things. I encourage you to look at it, including health reform and good living, which, of course, is so important during this pandemic situation. But it says here in Volume 9 of the Testimonies and at page 19, in a special sense, Seventh-day Adventists have been set in the world as watchmen and light bearers. Now, that includes all of us and especially those of you in ASI who are participating in Jesus in the Marketplace, proclaiming the three angels' messages in your own setting. What an opportunity in times like these. And it says there, to them, Seventh-day Adventists, to ASI members, has been entrusted the last warning for a perishing world. On them is shining wonderful light from the Word of God. Can you imagine how people might look at you in your business, in your profession, in your activities, in supporting ministries, and they see this unusual light that is shining on you from the Word of God? They have been given a work of the most solemn import, the proclamation of the first, second, and third angels' messages. Now, get this last sentence. They are to allow nothing else to absorb their attention. What an opportunity for us to refocus our attention as Seventh-day Adventists on the three angels' messages in times like these. Now, in order for us to really proclaim this message, these three angels' messages, and especially the third angel, to help people to understand fully the alliance and connection that they must have with God's truth and with God Himself as opposed to a false truth, God intends for us to live powerful lives in a practical religious experience that helps people to fully understand who we are and what God wants to do through us in proclaiming His marvelous word in times like these. In the wonderful book of Romans, we read in the beginning chapters of Romans the amazing opportunity of how we can access our spiritual connection with the Lord through the power of what Christ has done for us. Basically, in the first 11 chapters of Romans, Paul is developing this amazing theology, this amazing relational understanding of how we are saved by grace and by our connection to Jesus Christ. In chapter 12, he begins to develop a very personal, practical approach as to how you and I can live in this world and be part of proclaiming those three angels' messages. You see, in order to proclaim these messages in a powerful way, you have to be connected with the Lord in a practical way every day. As we all know, we must spend time with God's Word. We must spend time reading the instructions of the Spirit of Prophecy. We must take time in praying for specific things. Just this morning, I was praying in a very specific way for certain things that are heavy on my heart. And I know that God has used you today to pray in a powerful way for those things which are affecting you and those things around you. Prayer is so vital. It is our connection, our key to unlocking the storehouse of heaven's blessings. And then we need to share with others. What an opportunity to share the message, the three angels' messages in times like these. Well, the Lord calls for us to have a living connection with Him, a life of Holy Spirit power being justified by Christ's righteousness, being sanctified by Christ's righteousness. And don't forget, the very core of the three angels' messages is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And as we understand this, we can fully recognize that our words and our actions are so important as we present to others the Word of God, both in a living way, practical, as well as in Bible study and in sharing God's words. Let me just share a few interesting comments from the book Christian Service, where it says on page 40, this is a kind of an indictment on all of us as we think about how we are to proclaim these three angels' messages. There are moral icebergs in our churches. Now, we've just come out of wintertime in the northern hemisphere, and yes, it's been cold. In fact, it's been an unusually cool spring, at least in parts of the United States. But it says there are moral icebergs in our churches. I don't want anyone to enter a Seventh-day Adventist church and feel like they have entered into some kind of iceberg and a setting where everyone is cold. Let them be warm and vibrant. Goes on to say there are plenty of formalists who can make an imposing display but cannot shine as lights in the world. Christians should be preparing, on page 41, Christians should be preparing for what is soon to break upon the world as an overwhelming surprise. And this preparation they should make by diligently studying the Word of God and striving to conform their lives to its precepts. What an opportunity we have had to dig into the Word of God during this sequestered situation where we have had to stay at home, so to speak. What an opportunity now to share this message in a powerful way. Then it says, a revival of true godliness among us is the greatest and most urgent of all our needs. To seek this should be our first work. And then the Lord can use you in proclaiming those three angels' messages, which we just read not long ago, that nothing else should absorb our attention except for those powerful, wonderful messages. You see, the Lord gives very practical instruction in the 12th chapter of Romans. And I want to just spend a few moments in the remaining part of our time together here in your ASI spring meeting, focusing on the amazing last portion of Romans chapter 12. It says here in Romans verse 9 of chapter 12, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. As we go into this post-COVID setting, you as ASI members, with Jesus in the marketplace concept and motto, will fully understand how God is going to use you to touch the lives of people, to help them to see that they need to cling to that which is good and put away that which is evil. In verse 10, it says, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. You see, it's an amazing opportunity for each of us to show in a practical way the amazing love of Christ working through us. Because the sanctifying process, after we understand our justifying relationship, the sanctifying process takes place and we are able to share that love. The Word of God is shining on us in a marvelous way, and through us, God intends to show what true Christian love is all about. And as I said, perhaps we have 6-9 months, I don't know how long, the Lord will use us in a marvelous way to touch the lives of people. In verse 11, it says, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, be a diligent person, a person studying God's word, a person understanding your role in the very end of time, and then serving the Lord. God intends for you to focus on His Word, to understand the precious messages in the Spirit of prophecy that help us to fully understand our role in these last days in transmitting Bible truth to neighbors, to friends, to those who are interested in the workplace or wherever it might be. And then verse 12 tells us, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Now, I know that many of you are placed in very stressful situations. You're not sure exactly how to relate to certain situations that you might be facing. And God is asking you, under these difficult circumstances, and all of us find ourselves in those circumstances. I mean, I have to tell you, I find myself in very challenging situations many times. My only recourse is to lean completely on Jesus, to ask the Lord to fully fill me with the wisdom that only comes from heaven, claiming James 1:5 and asking God. I have to tell you, there's hardly a day that goes by when I drop to my knees in the morning out of bed and I claim James 1:5. I ask for wisdom, essentially, all the time, every morning and throughout the day at times when I am needing God's special injunction in all that I'm doing. We need to be asking the Lord for that wisdom and being patient in tribulation and praying often. Be in a spirit of prayer all the time, distributing to the needs of the saints, verse 13, given to hospitality, sharing what we have. Don't circle the wagons, so to speak. Don't be a fortress mentality. Be someone open and being willing to share God's precious word. Those three angels' messages, sharing them not as a battering ram or something that is so negative, but the righteousness of Christ being the core of those three angels' messages, helping people to turn back to the true worship of God, helping people to understand the fullest opportunity possible for them to know Jesus and to be prepared for His very, very soon coming. And then it goes on to give us very practical instruction, verse 14, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. The normal earthly tendency is to get back at somebody, curse those people, get even with those people. But the Bible doesn't tell us to do that. It says to bless those who curse us. And then it says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. This morning I was listening to an amazing account in Testimonies Volume 1. And when I walk, and I try to walk fairly often, get some exercise, you know, that'll help build our immune system and keep us healthy. And I'm going through Volume 1 of the Testimonies, listening to it. And as I was listening today, it was an amazing thing about how self and how our own personal opinions, how we as human beings are so focused upon our own pride and our ability that we miss the opportunity of being completely humble and putting ourselves before Jesus fully. And I just want to state that personally, I want to humble myself. And I hope you, as an ASI member, will be completely humbling yourself before the Lord. Because it says here that we should not be wise in our own opinion, but we should humble ourselves, essentially. And then it says in verse 17, repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men, if it is possible, as much as depends on you. Now, Paul just is really making this point. I really want you to try and do this. By God's grace, open your thinking to this, he's saying. Live peaceably with all men. What an opportunity for us in the next few months to show Christ's amazing love and righteousness and the three angels' messages to those who are waiting for answers post-COVID. And then, of course, verse 19 says that vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him drink. For in so doing, you're going to heap coals of fire on his head. In other words, this person will be so confused, so chastised, because you are showing the exact opposite of what he would expect, or she would expect. And by doing so, you will melt their hearts. They will become truly willing to listen to the amazing three angels' messages, helping them to understand Christ and his righteousness. And then the final verse is such a marvelous one. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. What a beautiful encapsulation of the amazing love of Christ, which is his righteousness, which is the core of the three angels' messages, pointing people away from human self-centered ideas and helping all to understand that it is only in Jesus that we can truly have our eternal connection. That truly the seal of God is that which each of us should have, which is exemplified by our wonderful, humble keeping of the seventh-day Sabbath as a beautiful tribute to the power of God to change our lives, to completely control us. We don't earn salvation by keeping the Sabbath. We keep the Sabbath because the Lord has taken control of our lives and has helped us to find that Christ, our righteousness, is the core of those beautiful three angels' messages. I'd like to just share with you a beautiful quotation again from Christian Service. Actually, this comes from Testimonies, Volume 7, page 270, but in Christian Service, page 78. We are nearing the close of this earth's history. We have before us a great work, the closing work of giving the last warning message to a sinful world. God is calling you and me to be part of a last day proclamation. Listen to this, the message of Christ's soon coming, again in Christian Service, page 83. The message of Christ's soon coming is to be given to all the nations of the earth. Vigilant, untiring effort is required to overcome the forces of the enemy. Our part is not to sit still and weep and wring our hands, but to arise and work for time and for eternity. The three angels' messages in times like these. Your opportunity to be God's hands and his feet in preparing people for the climactic event of Jesus very, very soon coming. God asks you, as you prepare to proclaim these messages, to be connected with him in every possible way. There's an interesting form of hiking that takes place in certain parts of the world, notably in the Alps, in Switzerland, and perhaps some other places. And it is called by a particular name, which is Via Ferrata, which is an Italian term, which means iron way. And also in German, they call it Klettersteig. But it is more well known probably by Via Ferrata. And in certain places, and I think probably there was some connection with the military and all of that and trying to be prepared for activities, they have cables in the mountains. They have special ladders that you can climb that will take you in certain directions, help you to overcome obstacles. But you must be clipped in. You must be connected in some way. Now, I remember hiking and climbing in Switzerland some time ago, I like to climb there when I have opportunity. It's a marvelous place in the Alps to simply allow the beauty of God's nature to fill your heart and fully give you a picture of what heaven will be like, at least a little glimpse. And I enjoy hiking. I enjoy mountain climbing. I went down to the central office of the tourist bureau in Grindelwald, Switzerland. And we were staying in that general area, and I went down there, and I was able to get a special vest that you could wear. And on that vest were some clips. Now, these clips you could clip in to the side of a particular ladder as you were climbing. And you would have to have two sides of this particular vest so that you would clip in to these as you climbed up these ladders, these metal ladders. Let me tell you, you have to have, you know, pretty good focus. You can't be too faint of heart because you look down and there are hundreds of feet down there and you're just kind of hanging on with your strength, but you're clipped in to the ladder. And as you also walk along on these narrow pathways, you can clip in to the cables. And you can be secure because you are clipped in to something secure. What an opportunity when you get up to the top of those mountains, after you have been clipped in and protected, to then get a beautiful view and to realize that God has an eternity for us to spend with Him. A beautiful vista of what He expects in our lives and how we are to be able to connect with Him in these times to proclaim the three angels' messages. Well, I want to encourage all of you as you participate in the ASI spring meeting to realize that God has a special work for you to do, but He wants you in a powerful way to be able to take His word and to clip in to every source of power possible for the coming days, for we are living in the very end of time. Yes, Jesus is coming soon. And so I want to ask you to take God's precious word. I want to ask you to take those things that help you to study God's word. I want to ask you to take the wonderful instruction in the spirit of prophecy and to include that in your daily activities. All those things that you have on your prayer list, include them in your connection with the Lord. And God will help you in a powerful way to proclaim His word as you clip in to His powerful and wonderful word of God. As you clip in to the reading of the spirit of prophecy, as you clip in to using prayer in a powerful way so that God will use you, as you clip in and connect with the Lord in the marvelous and wonderful opportunity of sharing His word with others, God will use you in ASI in an unprecedented way to truly present Jesus in the marketplace. May God bless each one of you in ASI as you lift up Christ, His righteousness, His wonderful sanctuary message, His three angels' messages, His message of health reform, His messages that bring us to the foot of the cross. And may He truly help you to know that there is a fountain filled with blood that is provided for each one of us. And as Pastor John Loma Cain sings that beautiful song, let it touch your heart in a powerful way. Let me pray with you before Pastor Loma Cain sings that song. Father in heaven, we ask in a very special way that you will come close to our ASI members and to all members of the Seventh-day Adventist Church as they take up their rightful position in proclaiming the three angels' messages with Holy Spirit power, and the fourth angel of Revelation 18 to come out of confusion and into a complete understanding in these times. Such a time as this, Lord, an opportunity for us to truly be part of God's last day proclamation. Bless the ASI organization and everyone involved. We thank you for hearing us and the promise of your soon coming, and make us more and more like Jesus as we fulfill the practical application of truly being those who follow our Lord and Savior and point people to Jesus' soon coming. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Blessing we have received today. We don't even need food. We've had spiritual food. I wanted to sum this up with a quote that Elder Wilson mentioned in his talk. It's found in Nine Testimonies, page 19, paragraph 1 and 2. In a special sense, Seventh-day Adventists have been set in the world as watchmen and light bearers. To them has been entrusted the last warning for a perishing world. On them is shining wonderful light from the Word of God. They have been given a work of the most solemn import, the proclamation of the first, second, and third angels' messages. There is no other work of so great importance. They are not to allow anything else to absorb their attention. The most solemn truths ever entrusted to mortals have been given to us to proclaim to the world. The proclamation of these truths is to be our work. Patty, what does that mean to you?
Well, it's just an amazing privilege we have of living in this time in Earth's history, and it's an awesome responsibility.
Amen. Rodney, how about you? How does this touch you?
The whole sermon was so powerful, and I took a lot of notes. I was very busy while he was writing, and one of the things that really impacted me was to refocus on the three angels' messages. And I think that that is so critical for the time in which we live. We don't know how much more time we're going to have before probation closes. And so it's definitely something that's worth our prayerful attention. There was something I wrote down I wanted to share. In order to share powerfully, we must connect with God practically.
Amen.
Did you notice that as well?
Amen, yes.
It was so encouraging for that. Praise God.
Wonderful. We also collected an offering, and we pray that you responded and that the Lord really spoke to your heart. Rodney, why don't you remind our viewers how they can donate for the ministries that were described?
Definitely. I would be happy to. So again, our offering appeal was for 10 different projects. Our goal is $65,000. You can just go to asiministries.org/virtual/projects. And that is where you can read more about those projects, and then you can also donate there as well. And as we conclude this segment, we're going to do so with a special prayer. So please bow your heads with me as we pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for Jesus Christ. We are so thankful for the three angels' messages. Lord, forgive us, for we have neglected to share this with the world. Please help us to refocus, to be connected with Jesus Christ all the time.
Amen.
We do ask for forgiveness and for the infilling of the Holy Spirit, which, as we know, is our greatest need. Please bless us, I do ask, in Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. Free listening of this message and over 7,000 other presentations by more than 100 speakers on 50 different topics is now available on our American Christian Ministries mobile app for Android and Apple devices, and on our secure website. You may also order presentations online at AmericanChristianMinistries.org or call 800-233-4450. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help to prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.